Blitz.com.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, if you get a chance, check out SportsMap.com today. We've got some really good stuff, even though it's sort of a holiday week. Joel Blank with his Rockets analysis is up. Still have AJ's column from last week on should the Bucks cut Jameis Winston, and
they apparently decided no
right now. But we also have a have your Astros report for the week, a little Charlie Polillo video. We're having our World Cup update every day, so as soon as I get that, that'll be up, and we'll have some good stuff here for you on the holiday week. So check it out, and hopefully by the end of the week, we will have Sports on the Rocks up. Showing AJ how the look is going to be on break, and he approves. So I'm excited about that. That show is going to be a lot of fun. And if people like the first one, there'll be a lot more of them. So we'll just see how it goes. I missed the first hour. Lots of good stuff. 713-780-3776 is your number. We talked about the Rockets. We talked about LeBron. A lot of basketball talk. A lot of Lakers talk. Little World Cup talk. Not much. But
some.
Yeah.
Too much, maybe.
And a little music talk and a little movie talk, because that's how we roll. A little bit of everything. And we'll do a lot more here in the 5 o'clock. Sergeant in Baytown says, best show in the history of the known universe. Been listening since Fred was on Saturdays. Boy, that's going back, bud. Nothing lasts forever, but I hope your show does. I can assure you we will not last forever.
No.
Someone will die. It's a statistical fact. 100% of all human beings eventually die.
Yeah. I don't think anybody's beat that yet.
No, not that I'm aware of. So what's the line in Fight Club? On a long enough timeline, everyone's lifespan goes to zero.
Something like that. I don't know the exact quote.
Yeah, I don't remember it exactly. But
usually you're better with those than I am.
I'm just because I'm a fountain of useless information.
Yeah.
I retain the dumbest things. I retain ridiculous movie lines or song lyrics and things like that. And yet I can't remember my anniversary. I'm a dumb. What do you want?
I think anybody that works in sports radio that like you can spew out sports statistics and things that happen on a particular day, I think a lot of other people will call it ridiculous, useless information.
Yeah.
Yeah. But see, I
get told that all the time.
But see, I'm kind of well-rounded because I have ridiculous, useless information from movies and songs and things like that, too.
So you're much more well-rounded than us.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just because I don't have.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, I'm just more diverse in my uselessness. I just retain different stuff. Like I won't like there. It's AJ remembers a lot of stuff from these things. It just he has different movies. Like some of the stuff from my era, he probably never saw.
Yeah.
So, and you're still a millennial. So,
that same guy. SGT in Baytown, he's playing music. He says he was influenced by Nirvana and the Germs, which in turn, if you remember, if you're probably a bigger Kurt Cobain fan than I am, if that was a big influence for you, the Beatles, Jefferson Airplane, and the Kinks,
right.
Or not the Kinks, the Knack, and Iggy Pop. These were like the bands that Nirvana was influenced by.
And the Knack influenced by the Beatles to the point where they did the album covers the same.
Exactly. So, it all goes back to something. And it's typically Beatles, Stones, Zeppelin, which...
With a few others. Somebody mentioned the Ramones because they influenced a lot of punk, which is true. But, they had influences too. And I still think it goes back to that.
Which isn't a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's not. It's kind of cool when it comes to rock music that I think it basically goes to a small amount of influences that influence a bunch of other people who in turn influence a bunch of other people.
And now what sucks about that, on the other hand, is there's a lot of crappy bands who, if you do the 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon, eventually it traces back to one of those great bands.
Yeah.
And that's like when a wolf sees like a, you know, he looks at, oh, I guess my long lost descendant is this, you know, Pomeranian. And he's like kind of disappointed.
Or
you
Arian
know?
Foster.
You know, the wolf is like, God, I mean, technically, yeah, it gets back to me. But it's like you dudes who have man buns, you know, like you're disappointing your elders. You're the World War II veterans. They're all like, well, this is what I fought for. But, you know, that's just what it is. So bad traces back to the good. Good traces back to the good. Everything traces back.
So if you were Janis Joplin and you were alive and Rebecca Black came out and said Janis Joplin was my biggest influence, you would probably go ahead and drop dead right there.
No, I would say partying. Yeah.
Just curious. Well, yeah, but there are a lot of crappy bands that say the same thing. Drunk Bevo asks, is rock music dying? How many bands post-2000 could sell out NRG or Toyota? I don't know that it's dying, but I do think and it's funny because this all started with us talking about Greta Van Fleet. I don't think there's a lot of bands now that you look at and say, wow, okay, these guys can kind of... I don't know how much creativity is left out there in terms of rock music. And it does go back...
Well, it's not just rock music. It's rap music. It's music.
I think at some point you've told almost every story you can tell because there's a lot of creative people out there doing it. And so for somebody to do something different... And it you know what? And it kind of... It reminds me of Hollywood a little bit. You know what? I have a couple friends now that are doing great in cover bands. You know, just... tribute bands, excuse me. So, like, they're basically going back and taking all these... Like, one of my friends is in a Kiss tribute band. And they do all these Kiss songs, and they're great at it, and they tour all over the place. And he's happy because here's a guy who was a musician who's getting paid to keep doing it. But it's like Hollywood remaking movies.
Right.
And how often do you see tribute bands now? And there's some good ones, don't get me wrong. And I like those because some of them are tribute bands for bands that are not alive anymore. And I like that. But it's almost like a whole new industry, but it's not new and creative. It's just new and creative ways of doing something somebody else did. And I just find it interesting. I'm not saying it's bad in any way, shape, or form, or good. It's just I think you're seeing a lot of the creativity has sort of gone into that now. So 713-780-ESPN is your number.
I was looking up because he was asking about who's selling out arenas these days, and there's really nobody. As far as rock bands, it's especially new rock bands.
Yeah, well, that's what about post 2000.
Because like Metallica Guns, still, and Guns N' Roses, those bands will still sell out anywhere.
Those guys are all from the 80s.
U2. Yeah. Like U2, they could sell out anywhere. The top, here's the a list of the top grossing tours of 2017. Number 10 was Bruno Mars. Number 9, Eric Church. Number 8, Ed Sheeran. Number 7, Adele. Number 6, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Number 5, Depeche Mode. Number 4, Metallica. Number 3, Justin Bieber. Number 2, U2. Number 1, Guns N' Roses.
Well, it's interesting that the rock bands have 3 of the top 4 there.
It's not, because those old school bands that aren't actively making new music, or people aren't actively buying their new music. Some of them make new music, but no one cares. Those are the bands that tend to charge $200 for tickets to their shows. Whereas Ed Sheeran, you could probably go watch for $80. So
yeah, maybe.
You know, I think there's some of that, but and then it's also a damn shame to see like people are spending more money to hear Justin Bieber than Metallica.
Yeah, well, that's. From an entertainment perspective, though,
what have we done?
And I have the top 21 rock acts according to Spotify. I guess this is in terms of listens.
Okay,
this is from 2017. Number 1, 21 Pilots.
That's not a rock act.
No.
Nope. Let me keep going. Number 2, Imagine Dragons.
I don't think that's a rock band.
They're a pop
barely.
Band.
Number 3, Coldplay.
Not rock.
Not rock.
Number 4. Panic at the Disco.
Also not rock.
Number 5, The Beatles.
Okay.
Number 6, Fall Out Boy.
Oh, God.
Number seven.
These are all pop bands. These aren't, except for the Beatles.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Even the Beatles were, I mean, a lot of their music was pop music. Right.
Number eight, Linkin Park. Okay. Number nine, Blink 182.
They got a boost, by the way.
Yeah, they got.
Yeah,
you get a death that always helps your numbers.
Blink 182 is number nine.
That came out of nowhere. Blink 182.
Yeah. Number 10, Metallica.
Okay.
And then I'll go through the rest of them. It's Green Day, 11. Number 12, The 1975. Number 13, Paramore. Number 15, Five Finger Death Punch. Number 15, Queen. Number 16, Led Zeppelin. AC/DC at 17. Pink Floyd at 18.
Now we're getting all the old
Monkeys, yeah. 19. Number 20, Mumford & Sons. And number 21, 3 Days Grace. So it's...
Well, there's a
some
lot of
these are, I guess...
Most of the bands I like are in the 10 to 21 range.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see
and
Five
most of the
Finger...
bands in the top 10 aren't really rock acts.
Yeah, I like some of their songs, don't get me wrong, but yeah, like Five Finger Death Punch at number 15, I'm glad to see. I like them.
I guess it's what they consider rock nowadays, even but if you have a slight
admit, you have
influence.
To admit Five Finger Death Punch and Blink 182, not quite the same thing, just a little different. Little bit.
Metallica and Portugal the Man.
Yeah.
Don't belong on the same list.
Oh, man. Well, the good news is when you're talking about sausage, there's only one name that should be on your list, and that's Zumo. And Zumo's, man, this weekend we had some of the Party Time sausage. Guys, if you're going to have a big 4th of July thing and you're in your car right now and you're about to go to HEB or Fiesta or Kroger and you're thinking, hey, I want to grill up something different, go by right now, go over to the meat section, get you some Zumo's. Family owned and operated since 1908 in Beaumont, Texas. And they're huge over there, and they're getting bigger and bigger every day in Houston. And if you haven't tried them yet, man, 1908 is when they started this thing. So they know what they're doing. That recipe's been passed down from generation to generation, made from the highest quality ingredients, perfectly blended spices, then hickory smoked for 4 hours for a truly genuine Southern taste. And they've been a top seller all over Southeast Texas, and now the Houston area is diving right in with everybody else. They've also got the Zumo's Boudin, which is terrific. It's my favorite Boudin. So if you're going to do some grilling for the 4th, stop by, pick them up at one of your stores, Zummo. Very easy to find. Get the Party Time sausage, get the Boudin, and available again at Fiesta. It's also available at HEB. It's available at Kroger. Check it out. Zumo's, make it a Zumo's week.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Taking a couple calls here in a minute. A lot of people asking about Foo Fighters. I love Foo Fighters. I don't know why they're not higher up on that list. And then Jason asks, how is Shinedown not on that list? Am I high? I think they're one of the best out there right now. They're probably my favorite band of this era, but even they go all the way back to the early 90s. They've been around for a long time. When I first heard them, it was on a video game. Fly From the Inside was on a video game, and I heard that, and I go, man, this band's pretty cool. And then I was in traveling somewhere and heard their version of Simple Man. I'm like, okay, I better buy their album. And I bought everyone since. Of course, then they got really popular with that damn Second Chance because they had to go pop to make money. But I haven't got the new album yet, but the last one was fantastic. I liked every song on there. I think they're really good. I don't know how I would categorize them. There's some pop elements to them, but there's also some rock elements. But I like them.
I'm watching the end of this car chase that happened up on the Hardy.
There was a car chase?
Yep. It's ended now.
Oh, man. I would have liked to have provided play-by-play on that.
Yeah, it ended in success for the officers.
So how did they get him?
They got her.
Oh, it's a she.
Yeah, she drove off the road and hit a telephone pole, like wedged between a telephone pole and the concrete barrier.
So this is going to be a woman driver joke?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just checking.
But she wasn't coming out of the vehicle or anything. She appears to be either white or Latina.
Okay.
And, yeah, they're acting like there's somebody else in the car. The cops are still all standing around the car. But I feel like they feel they're feeling less threatened now that they know it's a woman driver. They're all trying to get into the trunk.
I would have liked to. Oh, I wonder if there's a dead body. Is. Dude, put this on. We gotta get to the good stuff here.
And then there's nothing in the trunk. They're like, oh, damn it.
Darn. Yeah, I think because all we're seeing here is Rajon Rondo signs with the Lakers.
Yeah, don't they know there's a car chase?
Over and over, the fight, the basketball fight, which was woo. It's a basketball fight.
That was strong for basketball.
Yeah,
fight
for basketball, yeah. But basketball fights are usually like baseball fights, which is why this one stands out. It's like it's not really a fight. That one was pretty good. I'll give it credit, but it's still a basketball fight. Yeah, so she was arrested on the Hardy Toll Road?
Yeah, at the Luetta exit off the Hardy Toll Road.
Do you think she was...
Apparently they followed her from Montgomery County.
Well, that thing is all backed up, too. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Those poor people.
This is what... They should throw the book at her for that.
Yeah, because while you may have entertained us briefly... Those poor people are late getting home now.
You can see why they're all just slowing down to see what happened. There's plenty of space in front of them, but that's what's happening because there's a bunch of cop cars. Everybody's slowing down, taking a look.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah. Although, if you've been watching it on your little screen in your car, you probably want to see her up close and personal.
That's true.
Because you know the first question a guy's going to have, is she hot?
I don't think so. I'm going to go no.
I'm going to go maybe.
I didn't see a great shot. There's been no close-up of her, but I'm going to go with no.
Okay. I'm so sorry I missed. I think that might be my future career. Play-by-play for car chases. 8-3-2. I think that game was MVP Baseball 2003 or 2004. That sounds about right, actually.
What game are we talking about?
The one that I heard fly from the inside on.
Oh.
I'll be honest. I admit that's the way I found a lot of new bands is video games, hearing the songs on there. And saying,
I do remember a lot of music that I remember from Madden.
Yeah.
I heard that on Madden. Yeah. I think that might be the first time I ever heard The Killers was on Madden.
Bone Crusher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bone Crusher.
One hit wonder.
Let's squeeze in a call, Michael. You're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yes, gentlemen.
Hey, sports.
Sports. I'm a first time caller, long time listener. I love you guys.
Thank you, man.
I just wanted to speak with about the Rockets. So, what do y'all think about landing Kevin Love here? Because he's on a 2-year contract with the Cavaliers, but getting rid of Anderson and maybe Eric Gordon.
I just don't know why the Rockets or why the Cavs would be interested in that.
And I don't know if subtracting Eric Gordon and adding Kevin Love is necessarily a net plus. I think he's better, but I don't know if that's a better fit than what Eric Gordon's a pretty good fit.
But think about what the Cavs gain from this. Like, the Cavs are in rebuild mode. They want young pieces.
Yeah, they're going to have to take contract back with if they were to trade Kevin Love.
Yeah.
So that comes down to, okay, what assets do the Rockets have?
They don't have anything that the war or that the Cavs would want.
The
Cavs would want young, cheap talent that will last a while.
And frankly, the Rockets can trade draft picks, but their draft picks are going to be
they're not good enough.
25 and up probably in a bad year, and that's just not a real. There's just I don't know that there's a fit for the Rockets to do something to get another player. It's going to have to be a 3-team trade, I think. So,
if the Rockets make it, if they get a guy like that, it's still going to be, it's going to put them even more in Well, I don't, cap hell yeah, if they I don't, when they re-sign Clint Capella, if they re-sign Clint Capella.
I don't think they care about the luxury tax. I think they'll spend whatever. But, you know, it's still, you see what Oklahoma City's spending on Paul George.
Yeah.
What their number's going to be. Man, if they had just spent that money when they had Harden, they might have had a title by now.
God, I'm so surprised that everybody's like, oh, Oklahoma City, they're staying together. Like they should all be relieved. Did everybody not see what Oklahoma City looked like last year? Did that look like a team that was like on the brink of contention for some, I mean, in any way?
Nope.
No, but everyone's like.
It looked like Russell Westbrook was a lot of fun to watch by himself.
Paul George, Russell Westbrook, Carmelo Anthony. It's like, that ain't good. Yeah,
remember Carmelo, how great Carmelo was in the playoffs last year?
I mean.
While he was sitting on the bench.
What are we doing here? This is the. I don't know. I mean. I guess you're excited to have some players there, and maybe they can fix it, put something together. But you hate to see your star players leave. But man, that's a. They're basically bringing back the same. Like, I understand why the Rockets would feel okay coming back with basically the same thing they had out there last year because they were close.
Yeah.
The Warriors, or not the Warriors, the Thunder. I don't understand. I don't understand what the point of that is. It's like going, yeah, we didn't have a chance to win last year, but the good news is we got the same team coming back.
That's like college football teams where they say, we've got 10 starters back on offense. Yeah, it was the worst offense in the conference, but we got 10 starters back.
Ooh. You need some new guys.
Let's see what Todd has. What's up, Todd?
Toddster.
Sports.
Hey, now.
All right. So I saw on Facebook a crazy article. Not to change subject or anything from the Rockets or whatnot, but have y'all seen the article about Bobby Bonilla's contract? Now, the Mets are still paying him, I think it's like $1.19 million per year until 2035.
Yep. Yeah, that's USA Today had a story about that. They actually talked to the agent who did it. The reason they did that at the time was the Mets were having some issues. And so they could either pay him $19 million right then and there, or they could basically defer the payment. So he took a plan where they're basically going to pay him for $1 million a year for 20 years, work for him, or 30 years, I guess. So he's going to make more off of that than he would have. It'd be kind of nice to have $1 million check pop up every July 1st.
I wouldn't hate it.
Yeah, for the next 30 years. So it is kind of interesting that he's still on the payroll. And I'm sure if they wanted to, they could just probably come up with a lump sum payoff, but for him it works. And you know, sometimes people get a little overzealous with contracts.
But yep.
Yeah, that was a fun one, and it was different and it was weird, and yeah, that story's in USA Today if you want to read it. But it's his agent, who now apparently he's now a consultant for the White Sox.
He should still be an agent. I'd hire him. Although I doubt any other teams are going to get suckered by that deal again.
Yeah, that's probably never going to happen.
Didn't Matt Maloney have some ridiculous contract for the Rockets? It was pretty long. I think it was like 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
And then I think a few years ago, it finally came off the books or something like that. If I remember correctly,
a stretch where the Rockets were giving ridiculous contracts to guys like Matt Maloney and Kelvin Cato. But the Maloney contract was, as a matter of fact, the...
Yeah, it expired in 2005.
If you Google Matt Maloney contract, you know what comes up first? The five worst contracts in Houston sports history.
Oh, God.
SportsMapHouston.com.
Yeah, and I'm seeing where Basketball Reference has Matt Maloney's contract with the Rockets from 96 to 2005.
Oh, well, good for Matt Maloney. Let's not hate, guys.
So, yeah, here's the five. Carlos Lee, number five.
That was a bad one. The deal with Carlos Lee was, Carlos Lee was a good player while he was here.
Yeah.
He was just done being a great player.
22 homers, 88 RBIs, and a .286 average per season. Good, but not worth $100 million. Kelvin Cato. Brock Osweiler. Matt Maloney, too. Number one, Amon Green. 4 years, $23 million they signed that guy to.
Yeah.
30-year-old running back.
I mean, yeah, but is that worse than Osweiler?
No, I'd probably have Osweiler one, but...
Yeah. I mean, you literally had to give up a draft pick to get rid of him.
You know what? I'm going to...
You're going to propose an edit?
No, I'm not going to propose an edit. What I'm going to do is So if people want to go see it, I'm going to go post it back on the main page.
Oh, there you go.
So be nice if I could just tell you to go search for it. But
there's still no search bar?
It's going to be fixed. Finally, we have I guess you have to wait for the company meeting next week. Oh, wait.
I won't be there.
They're doing that at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, I won't be there.
Yeah, they're doing a happy hour company meeting.
What a
this
deal.
Friday.
And so they're leaving us out. Can I at least go out and have a drink on the break?
I guess you could. Mm. You'd be missing the boring parts and just going in for the booze.
Hey, it's not a boring part when I have to speak. That's not cool.
Jay Webby says, has anyone ever run from the police and not wrecked? It's a very small percentage of people who make it. Do you ever see them get away these days? I feel like it's too hard to get away.
Yeah, well, sometimes you see them stop and then run into a neighborhood. I've seen that a few times. Not here. Not when it happens in Houston. But I think I would have a good escape plan.
Not me. I'd just give up.
Well, I wouldn't run from the police to begin with. Can we start with that?
Yeah. That's what your lawyer's for.
All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Somebody says, I would run into a mall and disappear in the crowd. And you could pick up like a jacket or something that's a different color and walk out and nobody would ever find you.
It could be.
That's a thought. Probably from a movie.
Yeah.
I bet that's happened in a movie.
I feel like that happens all the time in movies.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. And Joshua asked, what about Tony Boselli? Seemed like the Texans put a lot towards him, and I can't remember him actually playing a game. I think he was only on a one-year deal, though.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. It's hard to fault a one-year deal in an expansion draft then the guy doesn't play because he was broken as opposed to, oh, what Lamont brings up, Cushing's contract.
Yeah. And I don't want to be Debbie Downer here. If things don't turn around with J.J. Watt, that contract goes in the mix too.
Yeah.
I know people don't want to say that, but listen.
He really hasn't done anything.
His first contract, it's hard to get much better. Since they paid him, it's tough to justify that.
Are you saying that once he had to move above a no-frills cabin that he maybe couldn't stay healthy anymore?
Just saying. Maybe he's got too many frills in his life now.
Hmm. You know, soccer girlfriend? Maybe that's breaking him down, too? Yeah, well, I think he'll bounce back with a good year. I don't think we're ever going to see almost MVP J.J. Watt again. But
Defensive Player of the Year, J.J. Watt? Is that possible?
I think he's still good enough to be in the mix. But I don't know that I still think that there'll be somebody who has a big enough year that he's not going to win another one. Doesn't mean he's going to be a bad player. So, but we shall see. 713-780-ESPN. It all comes down to me, with the Texans, it's pretty simple. If Deshaun Watson is what we saw last year and he's healthy, they're going to be really good. If he's not, then, oh, well. Now you got other issues.
Yeah.
Because I think defensively, they should be pretty good if they can stay healthy. But I'll sacrifice a couple knees on the defensive side if you keep Deshaun Watson happy. Or healthy, excuse me.
Hey, how do you think Kobe Bryant is handling the LeBron to the Lakers thing?
I haven't really paid attention.
Don't you think seem like he's the kind of guy who wouldn't want LeBron to go to the Lakers?
No, I think he probably would like for the Lakers to be good, but it does kind of push him down the list of all-time great Lakers.
Didn't he help recruit LeBron James? I read an article saying that he talked to LeBron about coming to L.A.
Well, he said, I spoke to him during the playoffs, and then I talked to him last night right after he made his decision. I told him, welcome to the family, man. It sounds crazy, but I said, dude, you are part of the family now, so anything you need on my end, I got you. Whatever the case may be, I'm here for you, just wishing him and his family the best and looking forward to seeing them when they get in. He said, dude, as people, you got to help your brothers do well. He said, I had a great run. I played 20 years. It was awesome. I had a great time. We were fortunate enough to win 5 championships and all that. Now it is somebody else's time, and that is what the Lakers have always been about. It's true.
Yeah, it's interesting. Kobe, for some reason, is like popping up. Every day there's some other Kobe says this, Kobe says that. Do you think he's angling for a TV gig or something?
I don't know.
Because he sure has been. I mean, I've read a lot more about Kobe Bryant in the last 3 months than I had in a year. But, no, I think if you're involved with the Lakers, guy wants to come there, I think that's a good thing. It is a callback to what the Lakers used to be when Dr. Jerry was running them. And, you know, I think it's great. I don't know that organization is smart enough to do what Dr. Jerry did back in the day. Okay, is that
Reginald?
Let's hear Reginald. What's up, Reginald?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Sports.
Hey, sports. I was listening to you guys talking about the bad contract, and I just cannot believe no one mentioned that Chris Paul contract. That Chris Paul contract is ridiculous.
Yeah, we talked about that early in the show, but it's hard to say it's the worst contract because we haven't seen it yet. Maybe Chris Paul miraculously has the next 4 years where he doesn't get hurt. I mean, maybe something crazy like that could happen. I doubt it, but
maybe he starts juicing and stays healthy for 4 years.
That's possible too.
Yeah, that's what's got LeBron going this long.
Oh, please stop it.
No. Hey, he's gotten better at old age. Just like Nolan Ryan did. Just like Barry Bonds. I'm pretty sure he's I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong. I'd be happy to juice if it helped me. So, yeah, I think he got, wow, what the hell is that? Deadly vacation horror, tour boat explodes.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. That's okay. This is not good having the news on now. It was fun when there was a car chase that we didn't get to see.
Now it's over.
Yeah, but now that I'm seeing like all this, like this boat exploding, that sucks. People died. I'm against that. 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776. And so, yes, you want Kobe coming back? I don't know why he would.
I don't think so.
I don't think he should. But about the Paul contract, though, I think he's going to be worth that number in 4 years? Absolutely not. But what do you think the actual window is for this team as constructed? It's 2 years max.
For the Rockets?
Yeah. Maybe one. Maybe next year's their only shot.
I think next year.
And this year, I think, was part of it. But I think maybe 2 more years. And then...
I don't know, man. I mean, it all depends if Chris Paul can stay healthy. And that's... I know it's a big ask, but he hasn't done it yet. But that's... You know, you're talking about, but he's still 33 years old. It's not like he's an old man. I think you're up around.
No, he's fine. I think next year, fine. Maybe the year after, fine. After that, there's going to be some erosion.
And that's if assuming you keep Capella also.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you, it's in, and that's the hard part for me because I don't think Clint Capella is worth a max deal by any stretch of the imagination.
But he'll probably get a max deal.
Although the center market has kind of started to dry up a little bit. And you know, Dallas getting Jordan, that takes them out of it. The Suns drafted one.
Yeah.
The Orlando drafted one. So suddenly places that might have been in the market for a center, not so much. Lakers may be the only one, but if you're the Lakers, you want Clint Capella or you want to make a run at Boogie Cousins?
I would rather have Boogie Cousins.
I think I would, too.
I mean, Boogie Cousins is arguably the best big in the league. I mean, Capella's good.
Yeah.
But he ain't Boogie Cousins.
One thing about Capella, he's been healthy.
That's true.
And that's one thing that Cousins hasn't been. But if I'm the Lakers, I mean, and I don't know how many other teams are out there saying, well, let's pay this guy max money, because I don't think he's going to be as effective somewhere else. You got to use him the way you used him. So, 713-780 ESPN is your number. Yeah, Jermaine sent me a message. That was the first story he wrote for Sports Map back in September.
There you go.
It was before we launched. We had
taking it back to the old school.
So yeah, it's on the front page there of the site if you want to go check it out. But yeah, we're gonna have everything fixed by September 1st. Everything that's wrong with the site and then some. So I'm excited about that. Be a little work before then. All right. Quick break. For an ass with a Chris Paul deal, be just like the Ryan Anderson fiasco after a year or two. Maybe, but the difference is, and Chris Paul's he's your number two core piece.
Yeah. And, well, although I think they thought that Ryan Anderson could possibly be that too.
Yeah.
And he just wasn't.
No, and they thought he was a fit. There's that fight again.
In case you haven't seen it.
Yeah, yeah, we've only seen it 400 times now.
13 people ejected.
It's not bad. That's a pretty good number. All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. I just check out the Sports Map. We have that Five Horse Contracts is now on the site. Lots of other good stuff too. Get some soccer up in a little bit. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, apparently we have some Game of Thrones news.
Oh, boy.
We know that there's been a lot of blood in in the past seasons. There have been some very bloody seasons. According to Sophie Turner, the last six episodes are going to be the biggest blood fest in the history of the show. Turner says, I can tell you there's definitely a coming together of people. Everyone is coming together to fight the impending doom. There's a lot of tension between these little groups battling for what they think is right. It's Game of Thrones, so it's going to be bloodier and more death and more emotionally torturous than all the years before.
Isn't that kind of what we figured it would be?
Yeah, I don't think she's telling us anything new.
This is no news.
No, but she's actually talking about season 8,
okay,
which most of these guys haven't, right? She also said, I always saw something of a warrior in Sansa that I don't think other people really saw.
Stop trying to make your character cooler than it was.
Yeah, I always had the feeling that she was learning and adapting, and at some point or another, it was going to manifest itself somehow. And she manifested it into being a warrior. It felt really satisfying when it happened, and I'm really happy where the storyline for her has ended up. Huh. So she's going to live. That's what I take from that.
Maybe.
I don't want her to live. I want,
if she lives, that means the Night King probably is not the champion.
Yeah, he doesn't win.
He's not the champion.
No, and I want him to be the champion of the world.
There is one alternative. He becomes the champion and takes Sansa as his bride.
That would be okay, although I would hope he'd have better choices.
Okay.
Because she would not be my first choice for bride if I were the Night King, which I would love to be the Night King.
Who would you choose?
Well, Daenerys would be one.
She will not accept a secondary role.
She won't bend the knee. I will have conquered her.
She won't bend the knee.
I will kill her and then raise her as a White Walker.
That'll be gross.
No, dude, she'd be nice and cold. That'd be cool.
Nice and cold?
Yeah. Dude, the Night King doesn't want warm bodies for sex. So, yeah, she'd be first choice. Red Witch, second choice, but young Red Witch, not old one. Old Red Witch would be third choice. And then maybe Sansa.
What about, Joffrey's ex-wife,
she's dead.
Yeah, she's dead. Could he raise her? Is it too late?
Yeah, it's too late.
She's already rotted.
That's too bad because,
she was super hot.
Yeah, if they could just kept her alive a little longer, then he could have killed her and then raised her. That's what I would have been all about. So, yeah, that's pretty much all my options.
Yeah.
Sansa's still not legal, so. I mean, Ari's still not legal.
She's not legal?
I don't think so.
I think in Westeros rules, she's definitely
yeah,
legal.
Yeah, but, you know, you still... Listen, I'm...
Plus,
I'm,
you're the Night King. You make the rules.
I know, but I'm also going to be a benevolent Night King. I'm going to be a Night King that wants equality and wants people to have opportunities to be great zombies and to live their lives without fear or thought, but to also respect the rules of not having sex with anyone under the age of 18.
Okay.
17. She's 21, the actress.
Oh, she's legal.
Well, and by, you know,
give it to her, Fred.
No, by the time the war is over, she would probably be legal. But we'll just have to see who's available.
Whether or not I think Arya is doable or not is almost 100% tied to her haircut of the season. Because there's sometimes her haircut I just can't deal with.
Yeah.
Because she was a boy for a while.
Yeah, I didn't like that. I don't like it.
281, do your research. Fred, isn't Sansa younger than your daughter? That's bleeped up. No, she's 22 years old. You know what? There's this thing called Google. Maybe you should try it before you send a text like that. Yeah.
How old is Fred Fowler's daughter?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't come up.
But yeah, my daughter's in high school.
Oh.
Sophie Turner is 22 years old.
She's a grown woman.
Yes. All right. That's first dumb text of the day. You guys were doing so good. Christina says Cersei would be a great Night Queen. You know what? I'm not sure I could trust Cersei even after I killed her and raised her as my zombie queen. I still think she'd find a way to get the throne from me. She's completely untrustworthy, even with me having mind control over her. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And your follow-up text was even dumber, so just you might want to call it a day, bud.
Really? Womp, womp.
Yeah, you're coming off as a dumb. We don't want that. All right, so I got all kinds of sportsy stuff for the next hour. I got some non-sportsy stuff. One little follow-up, because we were talking earlier about the movies.
Mm-hmm.
The domestic box office for movies this year hit $6 billion before July.
It's been a bunch of massive movies. Ever. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
Well, Marvel has to do with
a
good chunk of that.
Yeah, obviously, Infinity Wars, Black Panther, Deadpool 2. You had Force Awakens.
Quiet Place did okay. What else?
Incredibles 2 set an animation opening weekend. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom posted the second highest opening in Universal's history.
Jeez.
People
love those Jurassic Park movies.
I was so out after the last one, but I like Chris Pratt, and this one's got Jeff Goldblum in it, and I'm kind of like, maybe I should.
Apparently Jeff Goldblum's barely in it.
Oh, well, never mind that.
And also, Michael said it was worse than the first one.
Really?
If
it's worse than the last one, there's no way I'm watching it.
And of all the Jurassic like sequels, it had the worst drop from weekend one to weekend two. It almost had a 60% audience drop. So, which tells a lot.
Ready Player One did real well, too.
Yes, I enjoyed that movie.
Yeah? There you go. We've covered a lot here in the first 2 hours. One more to go. We'll let you pick whether you want sportsy or non-sportsy.
You will let me pick?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
USA Today Sports agreeing with the caller earlier who was disagreeing with Glenn Davis. Just so you know, here's the headline. Mexico's World Cup run was fun, but it was a failure.
Is that a failure?
That's what they say. Well, they're supposed to... They have crashed out in the round of 16 every single year. So, well, every 4 years.
Right.
Let's not act like this is, you know, every year this happens. It just happens every 4 years. But, 1994 was the last time that they got past this round.
Listen. Let's,
Maybe, John, you should have lost to Germany and spared them this.
Maybe so.
Maybe that's on you. But they still should buy you a car, Buck.
Oh, thank you, Fred. Listen, if you, hopefully you had plenty of Carbach this weekend, and if not, well, it's a new week. It's time to start over again. OG Hop Delusion is back, loaded with Mosaic and Simcoe hops and a hint of Citra. This is the Imperial IPA that put Carbach on the map for hopheads. It's available all over the city now. The summer beers, all available as well. Staycation, Tasty Waves, Love Street, available year-round, of course. And then the Weekday Warrior Session IPA has been a real big hit this season. Some great new menu items at the restaurant. The restaurant's always great. I tell you guys about it all the time. It's great food. Not bar food. I'm talking like a gourmet restaurant. The Hatch Chili Mac and Cheese is so good. You got to try this. The smoked chicken salad, also very good. You're looking to get back in shape a little bit, but you also still like drinking beer? Sounds familiar. Start your weekend a little early on Thursdays. A 3-ish mile run from the brewery starts at 6:30 p.m. You pay a one-time fee to join the Weekend Warrior Run Club of $15. You'll get a free dry fit t-shirt. You wear that shirt on the run, you get a free Weekend Warrior afterward. That's every time you wear it. And then Wednesday nights, they've got the Music to Your Beer Wednesdays, the multi-genre music nights, every Wednesday from 7 to 9. No cost to attend, just normal beer garden pricing. And then on July 4th, they've got a 5K run at 7:30 a.m., the Wings of Freedom run. And then in the evening, Nick Lee and the Texas Gentlemen perform the songs of Willie Nelson. That'll go on from 7 to 9. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for more details. Pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just tell your bartender, please, make it a Carbach.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.